The American conductor Marin Alsop made headlines last year when controversy swirled around her latest orchestra appointment. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz doesn't want her ability overlooked and reviews four recent recordings that he says show off her talent as a major player in the world of classical music.
The ominous opening of Brahms's First Symphony might be a fitting soundtrack for some of the dark clouds that hung over Marin Alsop's career during the past year. Last summer, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra announced that the American conductor was going to be their new music director, making her the first woman to run a major American symphony orchestra. But some of the Baltimore players wanted to try out other conductors before a final decision was reached. The naysayers were disregarded, but not before they made their dissatisfaction public. Not a good beginning for a collaboration. Shortly after this controversy, Alsop was awarded a prestigious genius grant from the MacArthur Foundation, and the Baltimore brouhaha seemed to evaporate. I'm glad, because I've admired the power and lean, clean musicality of her performances. In the past year alone, Naxos Records has released four new CDs, two Brahms discs with the magnificent London Symphony Orchestra, a disc of Kurt Weill's two symphonies with Alsop's current orchestra, the Bournemouth Symphony, and a disc devoted to concert music by Alsop's mentor, Leonard Bernstein. I didn't think the world needed more recordings of Brahms symphonies. There are only four, and every major and minor conductor has recorded them. Yet listening to Alsop, I'm glad these exist. She brings both the heroic, complexly dramatic first and the sunnier, more relaxed second vividly to life. Alsop doesn't confuse leanness with thinness. Both works get compelling, surprisingly fresh performances. It's as if Alsop herself is discovering these overfamiliar works for the first time. Alsop has been a strong advocate of 20th century music. Kurt Weill's concert music isn't as well known as his theater music, but his Second Symphony, completed in Paris in 1934 after he had to leave Berlin, unlike the Brahms symphonies, isn't played as often as it should be. It swings between Weill's dark mixture of smoochy melody and edgy irony. Thank you. Weill's early First Symphony from 1921 isn't as individual or polished a work as the second, and completely disappeared until 1956. Alsop leads it with conviction. Her new Bernstein disc includes three lively, tuneful pieces composed between 1946 and 1980. These recordings, and maybe even the controversy, suggest that Alsop is a significant new voice in classical music. It sounds as if Baltimore audiences are in for a treat.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.